talk of finance for campaigns is top of the fold today. Reports coming in, obviously, of Rinke discussing getting in the race, bringing $10 million along. The way he would do that, Kevin Rinke, would be to invest $10 million of his own dollars from his family business. So a lot of reporting going on. Mike Benarian is a communications director at Michigan Rising Action. Mike, good to have you back on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
And a lot of questions that you're raising about Governor Whitmer. Now, it says here she has raised $8.5 million, has $10 million in the bank. I mean, she's got a war chest. What are your concerns?
Well, you know, I think the concern that I have, and I know a lot of Michiganders, is that she is trying to fund this campaign and get around a lot of these laws by you know, breaking the rules. And when you look at how she raised that money, one story that broke late last night and early this morning is that she's actually not even filing campaign, following campaign finance laws right now. She was raising from certain individuals up to $250,000 from an individual when the rest of her competition is limited to about $7,000. And so she is just going ahead with breaking the rules that everyone has to follow. And she thinks she can get away with it. And so my concern is that she's not playing by the same rules.
And so how do you, if you believe that's true of any politician, what do you do to hold them accountable?
Well, I think that you have to have people that are willing to, you know, put in the work to get them to follow the laws. Michigan Rising Action last night, for example, filed a campaign finance complaint against Governor Whitmer. And this is going back to that Florida trip. She had originally said that this was a personal expense, tried to get it paid for by a nonprofit. So we had filed that IRS complaint. And now she's saying that it is a campaign expense. And so we filed that campaign finance complaint last night. And right now she's now going to face a potential investigation there. And what we're alleging is that she used campaign committee funds to finance a personal expense under the guise of a incidental expense is what they'd call it. And then she knowingly filed that as an inaccurate statement and report. And that bears some pretty serious consequences. She could face potential penalties of not being allowed to assume public office, not being able to be compensated with public funds. And in addition to that, she'll have that requirement to probably pay back that $27,000.
So let me ask you, I mean, this is a serious question that's been rolling around in my head. I've been wondering about this. What is the recourse? I mean, if... because there's a lot of, you know, questions about the plane ride to Florida and who paid for it and 850 some odd dollars for one seat on a 27 seat jet, which we now know that her kids went and then who paid for their seats and whatever and whatnot. Right. So that remains up for debate. But what's the penalty really in the real world? What really happens? Anything?
Well, I think that in this case, you have to make sure you're holding people's feet to the fire. There is a set of laws in place that are supposed to protect the people from elected officials that abuse their positions. And so what we've done is by filing that complaint is start that process. As I just said there are in statute penalties for these kind of violations. And so what I would encourage citizens to do is to call their elected officials and call the Secretary of State's office, who's going to be handling these Bureau of Election related violations, and to tell them that they're upset about breaking the law here that the governor has done, and that they should be investigating this as they would any other politician, despite the fact that Governor Whitmer is obviously of the same party as our Secretary of State. And so we've done the legal portion of it, and now I think it's time for citizens to step up and voice their discontent for this as well. Hold their feet to the fire.
Well, I hope that's true. I do, because I think, you know, when people violate the law, they are held to different standards, I believe, based on income, stature, standing, all of these things. You know that. Mike Benarian here, communications director at Michigan Rising Action. People are sick of that. They've been sick of it my whole life, but it seems to be more I don't know, just blatant these days, right? I mean, some people are not held to account for anything, and it's irritating to us.
Well, and I think that it goes to show what happens when you allow the same individual to get away with these things. We've seen over the last couple of years here, Whitmer has consistently acted as if the rules don't apply to her, from, you know, going to that bar in East Lansing with her buddies when she had prohibited large groups on the rest of us, her husband trying to get her boat launched in the water when it was banned for everyone else, the Florida trip, obviously. I mean, she has a pattern here of acting as if the rules don't apply to her, and she continues to do it because she thinks she can get away with it. And obviously,
because she is getting away with it. Yeah, she is getting away with it. Let's not kid ourselves. I was gone for a few days, and I learned that the FBI created this whole scenario about the Whitmer kidnapping. And the governor knew that early on. She knew what the story was, and yet there's no way she didn't know that. And I've talked to Democrat friends, Republican, it doesn't matter. Everybody's on the same sheet. She knew that was going on. She used that to create a scenario that she was in danger from white supremacists. And that's just galling to me. Anyhow, that's a different topic for a different day. I'll give you the last word.
Yeah, well, I would just say that, you know, we obviously want leaders to follow the same set of rules that they impose on everyone else. And Whitmer has failed miserably to uphold even that most basic standard. And so I can assure you, I know you're doing your part on your show, that Michigan Rising Action as well will continue to fight to hold Whitmer and other elected officials accountable. And I encourage, as I always do, all of your listeners to head to our website to stay up to date on these issues and more, MichiganRisingAction.org, or follow us on Twitter at MIRisingAction.
Well done. Greatly appreciate you being here, as always. And we'll talk soon, Mike. Thanks.
Yep, thank you.
All right, Rhonda McDaniel on the way here. We're going to talk to her about the upcoming election, everything that's going on, and the past election a little bit, all right? Quick break. We'll be right back.